The kingdom of God, it is the Gospel of John that focuses on relationships, which we heard about in our opening statement today. Christ's relationship with the Father and our relationship with Christ. While the Gospel writers recount the baptism of the Lord, a feast that we celebrated this past Monday, only in John's account do we hear John the Baptist's cry, which we repeat each Eucharistic celebration to this day. And that cry is, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In John's Gospel, there's no nativity scene, no background about Jesus or his ancestry. Instead, there is, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is John's annunciation. Here, God's introduction to the world is not heralded by an angel. It is proclaimed by a prophet on the banks of the river. One solitary man sees another and cannot help to bear witness, to testify and cry out to the world to look and believe. Unlike the other Gospels, which are a little more passive, John the Baptist makes no bones about who is coming to him. Why? Well, can you imagine the excitement? He had been baptizing in the River Jordan, day in and day out, with the faith that the Spirit of God would enlighten him with the knowledge of who is the Christ. For up until this point, what does John the Baptist repeat in his message? He says, "I do not know him," or in other words, "I do not see him." How often have we said to ourselves and others, times in our lives that we do not feel connected, times of great difficulty, times of great conflict, times where we feel we are not just good enough, and times of loss. Tomorrow, we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr., who spent a lifetime bringing light into the darkness of racial segregation and discrimination. While sitting in a jail cell in 1963, he wrote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." It is this type of inward reflection and prayer that opens our eyes to see the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, where in the face of darkness, we can cry out, "Behold the Lamb of God, the Christ who takes away the sin of the world." This is the Christ who dined with sinners and prostitutes and tax collectors. This is the Christ who made the lame walk, the blind see, and the dumb speak. This is the Christ who hung on the cross so that all could be saved. This is the Christ who calls us to be light to others. So, my fellow travelers, through ordinary time begins. And like the journey of John the Baptist, it is a developmental journey. A journey where we be faced by time that we cry out, "I do not see him." And others, times when we feel the light of Christ shining brightly upon us. But we can take comfort in knowing, as we heard in today's gospel, that it is Christ who comes towards us no matter where we are in our lives. It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that gives us sight to see glimpses of Christ every now and then in our lives. And it is our good and gracious God who calls on us to be a beacon of light in the dark times of darkness, an evergreen in a barren land, a light to shine on others, as well as a reflection of Christ to ourselves and our fellow travelers, especially in the forests of our life. So if we go back to our opening story from the Cherokee Indians, our message today is that we are to be those evergreens, the guardians of the forest, even in the seemingly dead of winter, so that our brothers and sisters will find life protected in our branches. And our gospel message is basically the same, to be the Lamb of God to all those whom we meet. Now, Father Don didn't have time to give us some homework, So I'm passing the homework part over to Father Don.
Yeah, that's my job. So for your homework this week, be a light. Every day this week, somehow put a smile on somebody's face by letting God's light shine through you to them. This world is sometimes kind of dark in the middle of winter when we have these long days, long nights, I should say. You let Christ's light shine through you. Every day this week, put a smile on somebody's face.